Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I got something, I got a light. What I lost on a broken sphere, I find an attender mirror and a love from the heart.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Texas-born songwriter Jolie Holland first got her start with the roots trio The Be Good Tanyas, but over the last decade, she's released a series of literate solo albums that do a great job of avoiding the traps and the trappings of genre. Blues bumps up against a southern twang that turns into a bit of bop, and her candid poetry runs through all of it. She has a brand new album coming out next week called Pint of Blood. We'll hear more about it in a moment, but first, a song. Here's Jolie Holland, live on Soundcheck, with Remember.
It brings a smile to my lips when I think of your fist narrowing in on and cracking his ribs. It brings a smile to my lips. Can I stay here till dawn? I don't know how to get home. My phone is broken and my friends are gone. Can I stay here till dawn? Mockingbirds sing at the moon and the stars fall from the sky. If you don't catch me when I fall for you, I'm gonna have to remember how to fly. The bandage away and I stay away. Mockingbirds sing at the moon and the stars fall from the sky. If you don't catch me when I fall for you, I'm gonna have to remember how to fly. Mockingbirds sing at the moon and the stars fall from the sky. If you don't catch me when I fall for you, I'm gonna have to remember how to fly.
The That's Jolie Holland, live on Soundcheck with a song called Remember that will appear on her next record coming out on Tuesday called Pint of Blood. Jolie, welcome to Soundcheck.
Thanks for having me on the show.
So, Pint of Blood. How much blood, sweat, and tears went into this thing?
I don't know. It was like a, you know, some of the songs are, you know, I was working on them for a long time. It's based on a William Burroughs quote where he says something like, if you hang out with a person for an hour and later on feel as though you've lost a pint of blood, or excuse me, a quart of plasma, that person is not your friend. But the idea of the record was that it was related to what you actually, the positive energy and vitality that you get from being around great people.
So it's a band record. It's credited to you, to Jolie Holland, and the Grand Chandeliers.
Yeah.
The Chandeliers not hanging in the studio today, but very, you know, top-shelf group of players, Shahzad Ismaili, Mark Rebo, Greg Gersten. How much did that affect the songwriting, knowing that you would have these musicians in there with you?
I don't think I wrote any of these songs specifically for these guys to play. Sometimes I do that. Like when I wrote Springtime Can Kill You, the song Springtime Can Kill You, there's a song in there with a really special drum beat, and I just knew that my friend Dave Mahaly, who's playing drums with me, could really find something in that type of rhythm. But all this stuff, I mean, the one thing that's super awesome about, you know, what we were able to do on this record because of the players is I was finally able to produce Littlest Birds like I've always wanted to, which is as African high life feel song.
Mm-hmm. So to get that kind of the sound of this pop music from Western Africa circa what, the 1970s or something like that.
That's
King
what,
Sunny Ade, people like that.
S.U. Roji, mm-hmm. Palm Wine guitar. So that's how the song was written.
Huh.
But I had never had the band that could do that. And Shahzad and Gray did an amazing job.
Now, it's funny. I mean, you can't always tell what a person listens to just by the sound of their record. But I think, you know, a lot of people would be surprised to hear that West African highlife is you know, a sound that you had in your mind's ear while making this record. I think people might look more towards, well, Townes Van Zandt. You cover one of his songs on the album. Maybe Neil Young, that sort of thing. Was any of that sort of part of the mix as well?
Yeah, I mean, I sort of feel like Townes only made one listenable record in his lifetime. I mean, normally it's kind of like, oh, God, turn down the terrible harmonica noodling, or like, what is that harpsichord doing in there? You know, just awful production, just horrific production. But so the one listenable Townes record that he made while he was still alive, I would say is, you know, Live at the Old Quarter.
Mm-hmm. And where he didn't have access to all those studio tricks to overdub harps and harmonicas and stuff like that.
Let's not put the blame on Townes. I mean, we could put the blame on Townes' addictions,
mm-hmm.
but he just didn't care about recording. He thought, you know, that just wasn't punk rock enough for him.
Right.
Like, he needed to go be Lightnin' Hopkins in his own mind.
So Rex's Blues is the Townes Van Zandt song that Jolie Holland covers on the new album called Pint of Blood, which is out next Tuesday, and Jolie is performing next Tuesday at the Bowery Ballroom, playing for us here in the studio today. Let's hear another song. You want to do The Devil's Sake?
Yeah, I got to check this.
You got to retune for that?
Just a bit.
All right.
It's... My It wasn't quite in tune last time, unfortunately. I should have had not kept the guitar in this room where you were.
Well, while you're doing that...
There it is.
You got it?
Yeah.
All right. Then why don't we just go straight to the song? It's called The Devil's Sake. It's Jolie Holland live on Soundcheck.
Oh, sorry. One more string.
All right. Well, let's take a moment here, Jolie, and I wanted to ask you something about the Georgia Sea Islands singers, because you've written their work you wrote contains some of the most important American poems.
Oh yeah.
So I wanted to give people a chance to hear some of the music that has moved you recently. So why don't you tune up and let's listen to this song from the Georgia Sea Islands singers. All right, a little bit from the Georgia Sea Island Singers. Jolie Holland, what do you love about this music?
It's just so intense, and you don't expect it to be in English.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't
The Georgia
sound...
Sea Islands, I mean, these are like the sons and or children and grandchildren of slaves, and it's very African sounding.
Yeah, and also like almost everybody there was from Sierra Leone, so unlike a lot of communities in America that was built out of most like black communities in America are sort of pan-African.
Mm-hmm.
But
the Georgia Sea Islands is a specific culture that was transplanted.
Yeah, because the people who bought the slaves wanted everybody to be able to grow rice.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they do in Sierra Leone.
Yeah, all right. Well, that is, as Jolie Holland has written, some of the most important American poetry. The music's not bad either, and you just heard an example. Now I think we got the guitar tuned up there, and we're ready to hear the song called The Devil's Sake. Once again, it's Jolie Holland, live on Soundcheck.
On an old photograph of you that I'd taken in my mind, only an angel sound from up above can tell me if you're the devil or the one I should love. Sweeter than I can already hear it on the way. You howl in the night. Only your bones can tell my hands that you're right. I'm trying to be innocent as a dove, but I'm smarter than a nest full of snakes. Oh, heaven help me, if only for the devil's sake.
That is Jolie Holland live on Soundcheck with The Devil's Sake, a song that will appear on her new album called Pint of Blood, which is out next Tuesday. What is there's like a recurring sort of thing you're doing with the bottom strings of the guitar there. It's not quite in the same rhythm as the rest of the song. It's almost like, I don't know, almost like you're treating the guitar like two different instruments during the course of that song.
Oh, thank you. I think Ryan Sawyer thought it went into a five. He's one of my favorite drummers in town. Mm-hmm. But I don't think it goes into a five. I think it just goes, I mean, if we're going to get technical.
I'm afraid I was, yes.
Well,
trying not to get too geeky, but it was just like a very interesting thing that recurred in the song.
There's this, I mean, it just goes into a different time.
Yeah, yeah. And by shifting the register down, by only hitting the sixth or maybe the fifth strings, you know, it's almost as if you've shifted instruments, you know.
Gone awesome. From,
yeah, it was awesome. The Devil's Sake is the name of it, and the line, I got drunk on a photograph, reminds me that you once said that you got high on the poetry of Dylan Thomas and... Blake and Wilde.
When I was a kid, I was really susceptible to that kind of stuff. I think the point of art is to move people, and so often, especially with, like, you know, supposedly highbrow music, people can't feel it, or they think they have to be educated in order to feel it. But in my definition, that's just kind of bad. Mm. You know, I mean, people have to trust their instincts and how they feel about
music.
Well,
you know, in the first part of the show today, we had, you know, we were talking about teenagers' brains, and even if they say they liked or didn't like something, what was happening in the brain doesn't lie. You know, there's brain activity or there isn't.
Awesome tie-in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because teenagers, you know, they're less socialized, and they're more direct with their feelings, mm-hmm. or they don't know how to mask their feelings as well as us grown-ups.
They're also insane and driving the music market, but what are you going to do? Jolie Holland is performing next Tuesday at the Bowery Ballroom. That's the day that her new album, Pint of Blood, comes out. You mentioned this song, Little Birds. We'll wrap up with Little Birds from the forthcoming release. Jolie, nice to have you performing for us today. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
And that's going to do it for Soundcheck today. On our next program, the story of the ballet from its Renaissance beginnings through today. And an in-studio performance from jazz man and karate expert Harold O'Neill. And mandolin expert Chris Thiele is known for his work in the group Nickel Creek and the boundary-pushing ensemble Punch Brothers. He will join guitarist Michael Daves to play live on Soundcheck in the Green Space on Wednesday, July 20th at 2 p.m. Tickets are on sale now at wnyc.org/thegreenspace. Soundcheck's technical director is Irene Trudell, the program produced by Katie McPherson and Greta Cohn. Our senior producer is Joel Meyer, and we had help today from Benjamin Kruisling and Dylan Riches. I'm John Schaefer. Be with us again at this time next time for another Soundcheck.